Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen, nice enough to join us now to talk about the Breeders' Cup, namely the sprint, namely Alpine. Steve, it's Anthony and Bobby Newman here on race day. Thanks for some time this afternoon.
Absolutely. Glad to join you.
So, of course, last year, Mattioli getting the job done in the Breeders' Cup. This sprint must bring back great memories.
Oh, very much so. You know, Mattioli had a tremendous year in 2019 for the Heidelbros. You know, what a unbelievably impressive horse and pleasure to run.
He gets that Breeders' Cup win. He goes off the stud. You pick up right where he left off with Volatile. And unfortunately, Volatile, late summer, early fall, forced to retire. Must be nice to have a horse like Yopan to look down the shed and call his number. Man, he has been fantastic in his first four starts of his career.
We're very fortunate, you know, extremely blessed to be given the opportunity with multiple talented horses. As you mentioned, extremely unfortunate that Volatile is off to stud, but feel very comfortable with his grade one win in the Vanderbilt, as well as his run in the Eerstites that he showed what a brilliant horse he is, and he'll get a very good chance at stud at Three Chimneys. You know, I don't believe, you know, that there's any replacing a horse like Mattioli or Volatile, because who they are as individuals is what makes them so special. With that being said, you know, Volatile or Yaupan being 4-for-4, very talented, fast horse. 3-year-old tackling the Breeders' Cup this year. Tall task, but a horse with a great mind and plenty of physical talent.
You ran him against older horses in the first two starts of his career. Got the job done in the maiden race by a nose. And then when he went to Saratoga, under the gun from the rail, that was a really big effort. When did you know he was going to be a good one? I mean, he is really, really fast.
That's kind of a funny question. It was asked of me previously. When did I know? When Hobie Kite worked him in 20 and 20.3 at the 2-year-old in training sale at Gulfstream, he showed that he's better than just average. You know, just a completely brilliant horse. You mentioned how fortunate we are to have horses of this kind of ability brought into our care. And the Heidelbros purchased him and gave him plenty of time. And as you mentioned, he ran against older horses, his first two races being, you know, three and up maiden race at Churchill late summer, with kind of the delay to racing the pandemic this year caused. And then his, I thought we were honestly surprised he didn't win easier the first time with what he had shown training. But I think a lot of that is just his attitude and how laid back he is. And as if you've seen in his three subsequent races, we've been a lot more aggressive with him as far as how he's been ridden. And he has responded accordingly.
Yeah, talking with Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen. He's got the 3-year-old Yopan. Nashville, speaking of impressive 3-year-olds, you don't normally see horses go do what he did in his debut. 114-2 at Saratoga. I know it was in a slop. I don't care if they run over broken glass. They go 107-4, 114-2. They're going to open some eyes. He comes back, and he just annihilated a field at Keeneland.
Yeah. What do you say about first time out? It's an off-track race and scratch down to 4. So you did I? What I see, was that the real thing or my lying eyes under the circumstances? But I think that his other than the other day at Keeneland more than validated his ability.
You make a decision on him yet? You going to run him?
Well, he is on the pre-entry list, and have had many discussions with Elliot Walden and Windstar, and he will breeze Monday, and I think that he must be considered at this stage, but with a horse only having 2 races, we'll just see how we're doing.
And finally, it's very rare that you go to the grade one winner last, but Echo Town won the Alan Jerkins, third in his trial at Keeneland last time in the grade two Phoenix, his first against older horses. Is he going forward as well?
Yes, and you know, you mentioned the Grade One winner last, and it is. Well, you know, we're all shiny objects, and the undefeated Yaupan and the undefeated Nashville are easy to talk to because they haven't done anything wrong. But with that being said, Echo Town is more than battle tested. I thought he ran a solid race in the Phoenix. We have went to training him with blinkers since then. I thought it just a, you know, kind of an odd race if you take it in snapshots. Eighth of a mile away from the gates, he's probably half a length off the lead. They call him seven lengths back at the 3/8, and he gets beat 2.5. So I think that if we can get a little better run with him in the middle of a race, he can compete with any sprinter in the world.
And he's going to get the blinkers for the Breeders' Cup, Steve?
And that is, yes, that is where we're training him now and what I am expecting. And I do like how he worked very well this past Sunday with blinkers on.
Steve, you've also got some major players on Future Stars Friday Breeders' Cup, both in the Phillies and the Colts. And speaking of undefeated runners, Jackie's Warrior, 4-for-4, coming out of that monstrous win in the Champagne, figures to be the shortest price of the day on Breeders' Cup Friday. How did he come out of the race, and how do you think he'll handle two turns for the first time?
Well, that's a great question. What a tremendous horse. We watched his Saratoga special and his hopeful. Couldn't have been any more impressive, I thought, until I watched his Champagne. Everybody's curious. We're familiar with his pedigree. McLean's Music out of an AP 500 mare that was a multiple winner, but usually at a sprint distance. But I love how he, you know, he's got a high cruising speed. Joel's got a tremendous amount of confidence in him. And the way he accelerated from the head of the stretch to the wire in the Champagne was extremely impressive. You did mention no two-turn races in him yet, but he does walk into the Breeders' Cup Juvenile with a Saratoga Special, hopeful, and Champagne trophy in tow.
And then also on the Friday card, you've got two really nice fillies pointing toward the Juvenile fillies, thoughtfully coming out of the run in the Alcibiades. Lady Lily coming off a nice win against Allowance Competition. Both those races at Keeneland. How are those fillies coming up to the race?
Well, you mentioned thoughtfully. I was actually, you know, pretty disappointed in the Alcibiades opening day of the meet. You know, shipped down, just got here. Don't think she ran a race, you know, from the inside. I think she's benefited from being able to stay at Keeneland, settle in, and train here. She also had a very good work on Sunday and expect her to do more of the same. You know, she's an absolutely stunning filly physically, and I think capable of a much better run than we got from her in the Alcibiades. As far as Lady Lily goes, ran a very nice allowance race, very determined win, but most likely going to bypass the Juvenile fillies and wait for a later race. I think she'd benefit greatly from us spacing her races a little better.
All right, talking with Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen. How's my favorite Midwestern rider, Keith, doing?
He's being a great student at the University of Texas. But, What a special time that was to have the opportunity to leg my son up on a few winners this summer. But he is back in school at the University of Texas and doing extremely well.
We have one more to ask you about. Bobby, I can't remember the horse's name. Yesterday afternoon, you unleashed, was it Silver State?
He ran a very nice horse for the Winchell Thoroughbreds and the Hortons. Obviously, we felt he was of Derby caliber this spring. Great big horse, absolutely gorgeous individual. And some time off after a disappointing Louisiana Derby, and he came back and ran lights out yesterday and looked special.
What are you going to do with him? You thinking about a race like the Malibu or the Scar Mile?
But with him having some conditions, coming off of a nice long break, being in as great a shape as he is right now, I think we need to look towards 2021, expecting purses to get back to some spoiled levels at Oaklawn and some of those places. I think that's what we should target with him.
Always thinking. always thinking. You don't win thousands of races without thinking. Steve, thanks for some time today. As always, we'll talk to you soon. Best of luck at the Breeders' Cup.
All right, I appreciate it, and happy handicapping.